Listener Production.
Hey Sarah, my name's Katie and I'm in my 40s and going through perimenopause, which is making getting a good night's sleep almost impossible thanks to my changing hormones, and just wondered whether you had any tips for me.
I appreciate the honesty, Katie, because perimenopause is something that we all end up facing as women, but how to manage it and the symptoms that come with it are really, really discussed. So obviously talk to your doctor about any concerns, but in a coaching capacity, I've worked with women in transition periods of their lives like this, and many of them were struggling to sleep well. So I've got a few strategies for you to feel more rested as you navigate this period with grace and resilience. But as I said, if you have any deep, deep concerns, then obviously go and speak to your doctor. First and foremost, it's crucial to be hyper self-aware. So understand that your body is going through significant changes, and that's absolutely okay. And the way you experience sleep is a part of that journey. So firstly, no two bodies are the same. Acknowledge and embrace this as an inevitable part of life. Establishing a calming bedtime routine can be absolute wonders after that. So as a coach, I often encourage my clients to create rituals that signal to the body and mind that it's time to wind down. This can be things like activities like reading a soothing book, a warm bath, practicing some sort of gentle yoga, journaling, or even savoring a cup of caffeine-free tea. Mindset also plays such a pivotal role as well. So instead of viewing sleep difficulties as a frustration, you can see them as an opportunity for self-care. Affirmations and positive visualization before bedtime can create such a great shift in your mindset and create a more serene mental space for rest. You know, one of the things that I talk to my mindset coaching clients about is before you go to sleep at night, to get yourself into a really positive mindset and also to allow it to be the last thing that the subconscious thinks about before bed, is visualize as you're drifting off to bed something really that brings you great joy that you want to create in your life. And then it's a good way to be able to let the mind rest and be at peace. And it also is a great way to manifest. Your sleep environment really matters as well. So really consider elevating your bedroom for comfort and tranquility. This could be something like dimming the lights if you can, invest in some high quality bedding with beautiful natural fibers, and introduce some sensory elements that you find soothing, such as some calming scents or gentle sounds an hour or so before your bedtime. So definitely cut out phone or tablet use to ensure the blue lights aren't impacting your ability to wind down. And as I said, even with the lights that you might have on in your bedroom, if you're reading or something like that, make sure it's enough that you can see, but still a dim light. If we go back to basics, managing stress more broadly is also important to success with sleep. So for people that are going through perimenopause, they can have a lot of hormones going through their body, and stress can also be a significant contributor to sleep disturbances. So incorporate some sort of stress-relieving practices into your daily routine, such as meditation or pausing for deep breathing exercises or doing some yoga. Also, a balanced nutritional diet is such a game changer. So avoid stimulants close to bedtime and really consider incorporating sleep-enhancing foods like cherries, almonds, or herbal teas. I also encourage you to seek support both emotionally and physically. So share your experiences with people that you trust and that you love. There are support groups where you can connect with women going through similar journeys, because this sense of community can be really empowering for you, and you can also learn a lot of wisdom from people. When I spoke with Ben Greenfield on a Life of Greatness podcast, he spoke about the importance of sleep, especially as we age.
Let's say you're moving, you're exercising, you're eating what might be a healthy diet for you, and you still have fatigue. Well, there's a few things to take into consideration. One is the link between the gut and the brain. We know that the bacteria in our gut are responsible for producing a lot of feel-good hormones and neurotransmitters, like serotonin, for example, being one of the most important. GABA, one that helps us relax and sleep and feel less anxious, is another. If your gut is inflamed, or if you have what's called leaky gut, or you have poor bacterial balance in your gut, that's one thing that can lead to low energy levels because of that intimate connection between the gut and the brain. You might be, a woman who's aging, who all of a sudden has a lot more estrogen in her body than she does progesterone because the uterus and some of the other body tissues aren't producing as much progesterone with age. Well, in that case, you might have to start limiting your amount of exposure to environmental estrogens from things like plastic bottles and personal care products and household cleaning supplies, and perhaps even, you know, get yourself on some DHEA or some progesterone cream to be able to balance out those hormones.
Lastly, Katie, please don't hesitate to seek professional guidance. As I mentioned, consult with healthcare professionals who specialize in women's health, or simply start with your GP. They can offer tailored advice and explore potential treatments and ensure that you have the necessary support through perimenopause. But I do encourage you to embrace the changes so that you can improve your sleep. Cultivate self-compassion and know that with the right strategies and support, restful nights are 100% within your reach. So my goal is to empower you to navigate this phase with resilience and grace, awakening each day with a renewed sense of vitality.
Listener.